The Last Gathering. May 1978. The period of plentiful food did not last long. Once again, our rations have been reduced, and many people are becoming sick. My stomach and feet swell as my bones protrude everywhere else. In the morning, I find myself short of breath, just walking to the rice fields. I have lost so much weight, it feels as if my joints are rubbing against each other, making my body ache. In the rice paddy, my head throbs, and it's difficult to focus on the task at hand. By midday, during lunchtime, the effort of pulling the leeches out of my toes requires more energy than I have in me. So tired, I allow the leeches to feed on me and only remove them at the end of the day. Each morning my face puffs out a little bit more, my cheeks rounder and my eyelids more swollen. Each day I awake feeling weaker and weaker. My arms, fingers, stomach, feet, and toes feeling heavier until I am no longer able to train or work.
"Meepong," I wheeze out the words, "may I have a permission slip to go to the infirmary? My stomach hurts very much."
She sighs with impatience. "You are so weak. You must learn to be strong," she shouts at me and walks away, leaving me standing in the sun with my head down. I curse myself for being small and weak. As I turn and walk back to the hut, she calls to me.
"Where are you going, you stupid girl?"
Meibong puts a piece of paper in my hand.
"Go to the infirmary and recover, then come back. I am taking you out of the dance troupe."
I let out a sigh of relief and thank her. The infirmary is a few hours' walk from the camp. With permission slip in hand, I walk toward it. The sun climbs higher and higher above the trees, heating everything around me. I walk over to a shallow pond near the roadside and squat down. The mud oozes warm and soft between my toes, soothing my aching joints. I wade in deeper to where the water is clearer, but each time I move, my feet disturb the water, making it brown and hazy. Standing still until the residue settles to the bottom, I scoop up the water in my hand. It is warm and soothing to my throat, but tastes of rotten weeds. I move on until the water reaches my chest. Slowly, I put my face in the water, my arms floating on the surface.